In this next exercise, we are going to use our compassionate self to help us to work with self-criticism. Now, self-criticism is exceptionally common, and for many people it sits at the heart of unhappiness and distress. Self-criticism can keep us locked into our threat systems. Self-criticism can be directed to a broad range of things. For example, some of us are critical of our appearance, or our weight, or our abilities. And sometimes self-criticism is directed to our mistakes, making us feel inferior. So in this next exercise, which is exercise one in chapter 24, we're going to bring the skills that you've developed throughout the book to help us combat self-criticism. So to start with, just find a place where you can spend the next 15, 20 minutes just mindfully working through this exercise. And just find a place that you can sit in an upright but comfortable position. Just take your time to bring your awareness into the here and now. And as we've done throughout the book, connecting with your soothing rhythm breathing. Remember your grounded posture, shoulders open, confident body posture, the friendly expression, that half smile that we've talked about. I'm just going to leave you for about 30 seconds or so, just to give you some time to connect with your soothing rhythm breathing, your upright body posture, your friendly expression. And now just bring to mind the qualities of your compassionate self. The three core qualities of wisdom, strength, and commitment. Just take a few moments to see if you can step into the shoes of your compassionate self. Just remembering your voice tone, the body posture that we've talked about earlier, and the friendly facial expression. And when you feel that you've connected with this part of you, just imagine that you can see the image of the self-critic in front of you. Earlier in this chapter, in chapter 24, you created an image. You developed an image. Maybe bring that image to mind as we go through this exercise. So just imagine, as you step into the shoes of your compassionate self, so imagine that you can see the image of your self-critic in front of you. And now gently bring the qualities of your compassionate self towards your self-critic. wisdom and understanding. Looking through the eyes of your compassionate self, what can you understand about yourself, critic? What is your self-critic trying to do for you? Your compassionate self is wise. It understands that we're all shaped by our experiences. What is the function of your self-critic? Does your self-critic have fears? For some people, the self-critic is around to help them keep up standards. The function's different for different people. But just spend the next 30 seconds or so just thinking about what the function of your self-critic is. And can you see what emotions sit behind a self-critic? Or what the fears of your self-critic are? Your compassionate self has empathy and understanding for what's made the self-critic act in this way. And see if you can direct compassion to the self-critic and also direct compassion for why the self-critic wants to criticize you. Sometimes in the face of our self-critic, we can begin to feel threatened, anxious, or overwhelmed. To help with this, focus on the strength and groundedness of your compassionate self. Once again, notice your upright body posture, your grounded posture, seated in the chair, and your ability to tolerate difficulties. If you do feel overwhelmed, it might be helpful just to take a couple of steps back from the image of your self-critic and just once again tune back into your soothing rhythm breathing and reconnected with the strength of your compassionate self. Holding on to your desire to be caring and supportive, how might you communicate to your self-critic? So as your compassionate self, what would you like to say or do for your self-critic? Is there a way that you could help the critic with his or her concerns? But perhaps maybe in a more caring and wise way. So just spend some time thinking how you might communicate with your self-critic from your compassionate part. I'll just leave you for about 30 seconds to do this. Just notice what happens to the image of your self-critic as you direct compassion to it from your compassionate self. You notice any changes in the image. Just notice what happens to the image of your self-critic as you direct compassion to it. It might be helpful when you're directing compassion to your self-critic to point out to the critic that as your compassionate self, you also have your best interests at heart and you want to help yourself flourish and be happy. So perhaps just spend the next 30 seconds or so just pointing that out to the self-critic. That you too, your compassionate self, has your best interests at heart, and you also want to help yourself to flourish and be happy. Now, in a moment, we're going to allow this moment, this image to fade. So when you're ready, just slowly open your eyes, reminding yourself to slow down with your breathing, reconnecting with your soothing rhythm breathing, and slowing down with the out-breaths. And take a few moments just to stretch and pay mindful attention before gently ending the exercise.